Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
We worship a God that is real and a God that made himself known in Jesus Christ. He took on human flesh, and there we look at genuine history. We look at on the one true and living God, and we come to Christ because in whatever happens, we know we have united ourselves with him who is everlasting, who is eternal, and who encompasses all truth.
The truth is, you can't expect consistency from God. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares his message, The Presence of God, and shares from the story of Samuel why you can trust in the power of God's presence. So stay right there. The Winning Walk is coming right up.
I want to personally invite you and your family to join me in Israel this November, Thanksgiving season, and watch the Bible come alive. We'll walk together where Jesus walked and experience the Holy Land from the Mount of Olives to the Sea of Galilee. This is a life-changing trip that you do not want to miss. And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you this year together in Israel.
Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's a powerful resource being offered this month that you'll want to hear about. We need more faith today than perhaps at any other point in our lifetime. But how can you have real, unshakable faith with so much chaos around you? Noah had that kind of faith when the world was literally engulfed in water. And so did Abraham when he found himself a stranger in a foreign land. And you can too. Dr. Young wants to help you deepen your faith in these trying times with his series, Know the Bible, Turning Points. This encouraging series looks at the lives of leaders like Abraham and Noah to help you, too, stand firm in faith no matter what storms range in our world. So call now to request your copy of Know the Bible, Turning Points, when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Presence of God.
Everybody here would like to have the power of God at your disposal, in your repertoire. We need the power of God to help us in our business, help us in our vocation, health challenges we might have. In any area of our life, all of us would love to have power. It's all about power. We want power to do this, power to do that, permission to do this. All we need is power, 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 more power. And the ark represented power. Even the power of Almighty God. Think about it. To have that kind of supernatural power, real power, immeasurable power, the power that would come from the ark. In the Bible, power was always connected with something or some event. We go back to Abraham. And we see there it was a smoking pot and a burning torch. Power was there. We go back to Moses. He saw a bush that was burning. He saw it was a holy place. In that bush, he saw power, even the power of Almighty God. Jacob saw power in a wrestler in which he grappled with all night long. Job saw power in a hurricane, in a wind, in a tornado. But in these illustrations of power, they're all the way through the Bible. The power would work there with the bush, but it didn't stay with the bush. The power worked in a tornado. It wasn't always in a tornado. But the one thing in the Bible that power was manifested, it would come and it would go, but it would go back to the ark. the Ark of the Covenant. You read 1 Samuel 4, 6, 7, and you see there about the Ark. What was the Ark? Let me remind you, the Ark was a box that was 4 feet long and 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet. Steven Spielberg made it way too large in the movie, incidentally, but we won't be too particular. On the top of the box, acacia wood covered in gold, two cherubim, two angels facing one another. In the middle was the mercy seat, a block of gold. Inside the ark, what do you have? Aaron's rod that budded, a little sample in a box of manna, and you have primarily the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments was the covenant that God had made with Israel. And therefore, you have in this place the Shekinah. You have the glory of God. It would come and go with the ark, and the ark represented power, God's power, divine power. We know how it was used. It was used there when they came to the Jordan, and it was strong and deep, and they took the ark out in the Jordan, and the Jordan River parted as had before the sea. They got to Jericho. They had those high walls around. They had no way to get in. They took the ark and marched it around the walls, and out of the walls came tumbling down. This was known to people all through that area, the ark of God, the Yahweh. And the Jews believed for a while that God was in the box, in the ark, and then they came to believe that God was actually the box itself. And so we see the history of the ark, and we bring it into play in these fabulous chapters that teach us about the very power of God himself. So look at it beginning in chapter number 4. 1 Samuel. Thus the word of Samuel came to Israel. Now Israel went out to meet the Philistines in battle and camped beside Ebenezer, while the Philistines camped at Aphek. Now we see how Israel presumed the power of God. Did you get that? We're going to see as we study this chapter how Israel had the ark, and therefore they presumed, because they were God's chosen people, God's peculiar people, God's anointed people, God's called out people, that they possessed the very power of God. And they went out to battle, and they presumed on God. Let me show you something you might be interested in. The Sunday prior to 9/11 in our worship services, by the way, you know how we count people in our church. When you see numbers, they're not guesstimations. We take a picture of everybody and count every head. So it's very, very accurate. So the Sunday before 9/11, we had in our 18 worship service, I don't know how many we had then, we had 17,495 people. The next week after 9/11, we had 36,229 people. We had 6,479 in a prayer meeting service following 9/11. Well, what in the world happened? All the CEO Christians showed up. Christmas, Easter only. And then all of a sudden, we in America recognized where we had all of our power in those twin towers. There were no buildings on the face of the earth that had more of the leaders in the economic world than in those twin towers, and they came down. Had the radical Muslim been success, they would destroy the Pentagon, where the military power of the world primarily was found. They destroyed only part of it. And had the other plane out, the White House would have been leveled, because that's where the most powerful individual in the world would be. So we saw in 9/11 how in just a few hours, all the power structures that we would have as human beings would be gone.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, we can't know exactly what Noah felt after the flood when he took those first steps on dry ground, but we do know what he did. Instead of staying trapped in his fear or despair, Noah built an altar and worshiped God. He had faith in one of the darkest moments of history, and you can too. Dr. Young's new series, Know the Bible, Turning Points, digs into some of the Bible's greatest examples of faith to help you grow stronger in yours. We'd love to send you a copy as thanks for your best gift today to help reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. You'll help encourage people to put their faith in our unshakable God at a time when many feel like the ground is crumbling beneath them. So call today to give and request your copy of Know the Bible, Turning Points. 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
We've got the ark. We've got the power. Now the ark has been stolen. It's in the hands of godless pagans. Whoa.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, no matter what crises our world faces. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need to stand strong and make a difference in these trying times. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Once again, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, the presence of God.
That which we count on as Americans, and therefore flags were everywhere, prayer meetings were everywhere, and worship services were packed to overflowing because somehow we were trying, though we'd assume the power on God, one nation under God, really? And suddenly, one nation under God, it seemed that all of our foundational, secular things were at risk. We turned to God seeking for power. We thought that we had appropriated God, as had the Jews. Read what happened to them here in our scripture. It says, the Philistines drew up to battle array to meet Israel. And when the battle spread, Israel was defeated before the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 on the battlefield. When the people came to the camp, the elders of Israel said, now follow this, why has the Lord, not the Philistines, why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? You see, they knew the Philistines could not defeat them because they had apprehended God's power. They were God's peculiar people, God's blessed, God's chosen people. And they said, the Lord must have led to our defeat. Why is that? So they went out into the second battle, but before they went into our second battle, look what they did. They said, let us take to ourselves from Shiloh the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, they're going to bring the Ark into the battle, that it may come along us and deliver us from the power of our enemies. The Ark of God would be powerful, more powerful than enemies of Israel. So the people went to Shiloh, and by the way, I was there this year. And from there, they arrived, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to the host who sits above the cherubim, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. In the Ark, you have these two little rings where you can carry it in. And who was carrying the Ark? Hophni and Phinehas. Who are they? They were the immoral, slimy, creepy, sexual predators who were priests in the temple, the sons of Eli. Ladies and gentlemen, when a worshiping body allows immorality to rule and reign, known in the public circle of God's people, and the people do not rise up against that, let me tell you what is going on. It means the people themselves are satisfied with the immorality that passes itself along in the form of religion. Now, Hophni and Phinehas bring the ark in. What happened? Now the ark is there. The power of God is there. Look what happened. And so the Philistines, verse 10, fought Israel, was defeated, and every man fled to his tent. And the slaughter was very great, for there fell Israel 30,000 foot soldiers. Look what happened. And the ark of God was taken. The Philistines have the ark. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died in battle. What was wrong? Why did they lose? Because there was immorality in the land. You say, boy, it's unusual for them to lose. No. If you've been reading through the Bible, there has been 200 years in the book of Judges when God's people were immoral and disobedient to the covenant of God, the contract he had made with them there at the foot of Sinai, and therefore they lost, and the whole nation was going downhill rapidly. And then the end of this chapter, we have an interesting thing. Phinehas, one of the immoral priests who was killed, his wife was pregnant, and before she delivered a child, she discovered that Eli had died, hearing the news that his sons were killed, hearing the news that the ark had been taken, and Eli fell over backward from the gate and broke his neck, a godly prophet. But Phinehas, his wife, bore a child, but before she bore the child, she said, "Name that boy Ichabod," which means the glory of God has departed from Israel. That's what we thought after 9/11. You know, God has left our country. We're being judged because of our godliness. And that's what she felt. Name this boy Ichabod, because the glory has left this land. You see, what did the Israelites do? They presumed on the power of God. They said, "We've got the ark. We've got the power. Now the ark has been stolen. It's in the hands of godless pagans." Whoa. Look at the next thing we learn about power. It's found as how the Philistines handled it. Look at chapter 5. By the way, we see the Philistines co-opted the power of God. What does that mean? They took the ark and they added it in their temple of worship to their other god, their primary god, Gargon. And Gardon, they put the ark right down by Gardon, and look what happened there in their temple. Now the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. And the Philistines took the ark of God and thought it to be in, and brought it in the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when the Ashdodites arose early next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set him in place. When they arose early the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen to his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off. Only thing was left was the trunk of Dagon. What happened? I'm sure the first time Dagon, there was the ark, and Dagon fell down in the night on his face. And they must have went in and said, "You know, some of those mischievous teenage Philistine boys have pushed over our God in this holy temple, and they picked him up and put him back. We're going to find out who did this."
Today's message, The Presence of God, with Dr. Ed Young, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you. Now more than ever, it's vital that we trust God and lean into Him, but it's not always easy. Even the heroes of the Bible, like Samson, Noah, Abraham, and Samuel, struggled to trust God in the midst of crisis. In his latest series, Know the Bible, Turning Points, Dr. Young reveals how they demonstrated powerful faith in the face of dark times, and he shares how you can too. We'll send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and others all over the world through the Winning Walk. It's so vital we keep this life-giving truth on the air during these difficult days. So please, call to give today and be sure to request your copy of Know the Bible Turning Points when you do. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after a short break.
Wood is one of the most common elements on earth. Abundantly found, it is burned for warmth, sliced to make paper, joined to make houses. Yet two very common pieces of wood, once drenched with rain and perhaps even gnawed at by insects or animals, would soon absorb the sweat and blood of our Lord as he was crucified. Meditate for a moment on the pieces of wood that compose Christ's cross. Imagine such a rough surface jammed against your back. His cross was not padded. It wasn't glamorous. It wasn't custom fitted for his body. It was just a normal piece of wood plucked out of a forest, suddenly made holy through the touch of the Messiah. Think long and hard about what it meant for Jesus to accept these pieces of wood. As he began carrying the cross, every step took him closer to the horrors of Golgotha. He knew where this journey ended. He was not ignorant of the physical, spiritual, and emotional sufferings that lay ahead. At any moment, he could turn around and walk away. He could command the angels to slay the soldiers who guarded him. He could ascend to heaven and take his rightful throne. Jesus could have avoided every drop of blood, calm every screaming nerve, reject every sin that was about to be laid on his shoulders, placed in his body. But Jesus kept walking, carrying the common wood on which he would be crucified. He did this to accomplish his mission. He did it so that you and I wouldn't have to. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, forgive me for the times when my life didn't turn out exactly how I had hoped, and I began to question your love accordingly. Visualizing the wood of your cross, remembering how you knew it would be the tool of your death, your crucifixion. I have no right to question your commitment or care for me ever again. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving me a glimpse of how great a price was paid for my salvation. In your name I pray, dear Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. We'd love to help you deepen your faith even more, especially during these trying times. That's why we want to send you one of Dr. Young's latest series, Know the Bible, Turning Points. This four-message series digs into the stories of four figures from the Old Testament who were called to step out in faith in the face of trials and dark days. You'll discover how they placed their trust in God and be inspired to follow their lead. We're excited to send you a copy of Know the Bible, Turning Points, as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world at a time when we desperately need the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of Know the Bible, Turning Points. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Young digs into the story of Samuel to show you the power of God's presence. Thanks for listening in today. Join us next week as Dr. Young shares more proven truth to help you experience the presence of God. That's Monday on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Have a great weekend.